The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Stupid contest. Stupid contest. If you show that you're the best, you could win this dumb contest.
Here's Carrie. Dylan, say good morning.
Morning, Carrie.
Morning.
Carrie's here to play Guess What's in My Fridge.
Love this.
This is going to be difficult, as Carrie just yesterday completed a grocery shop.
Okay.
So that means she's got a fully stocked fridge.
Interesting. All interesting. Right.
How much did you spend on groceries? What's Carrie's family spend on groceries?
Oh, well, we just did a big Costco shop last week.
Yeah.
So we only spent a couple $100 this time.
$100 this week?
Yeah.
How big is your family?
Just me and fiance.
That's it? Oh, it's just the two of you going through Costco and a couple $100?
Yes.
Wow. You guys like your snacking, don't you?
Yes, and you got to stock up on the meat, right?
I'll tell you, the one of the best things about being a single dad and only having your kids every other week is that week when you don't have the kids.
Because it's all yours?
I just buy a rotisserie chicken and eat a big chunk out of it standing at the counter every night. That's dinner in my house when I don't have the kids. It's amazing. Everybody, get divorced. It's incredible. Okay, so Carrie, here's what's going to happen now. You've already won. You don't have to do anything but just say yes or no with this, okay? We're just going to go clockwise around the studio. That's Dylan to Robbie to me. Just guessing what's in your fridge. The minute one of us are wrong, we're out.
Oh, boy.
You don't get to buy your way back in like we were doing last week. As soon as you're wrong, you're gone. Robbie, turn your mic on. There you go. Wrong and gone, okay?
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. The last one standing is the winner. And then, Carrie, you get $100 to El Mariachi. Sound good?
Woohoo! Right. Sounds great.
Dylan, you ready?
Yeah.
Robbie, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's play Guess What's in Carrie's Fridge.
Okay, I really want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
For round number two, so I'm going mustard.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to be in for round number two. Don't get mad at me. Robbie.
Philadelphia cream cheese.
I was going to say that.
No, you
yes,
weren't.
Yes, I was. Philadelphia cream cheese.
I have some in my freezer, but not my fridge.
Wait, is it the bottom or side or top freezer, or is it the deep freeze in the basement?
The bottom freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, so now we're saying what's in our freezer
the
and
whole
fridge?
The whole unit.
Part of the rules. What's in my fridge, not what's in my freezer.
Come on.
What do the judges say? Robbie, you're a judge.
Always I say give it to him.
Okay, there you go.
Well, then from now on, out we can talk about freezer things.
Okay, what's in your what's in your entire refrigerator?
I don't know if we can.
Well, you can't.
Robbie's allowed gets a pass on this one because no sane person should be freezing their cream cheese. First of all, that's just bizarre, isn't it?
No.
What are you freezing your cream cheese for? Doesn't it go gross if you when you thaw it out?
No, it doesn't.
It's
good for desserts.
Okay.
Oh.
Robbie gets a pass this one because we never clarified.
Oh, are we clarifying
from
now?
From this point
freezer
forward,
no
it's fridge only, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Robbie went with the cream cheese.
You're lucky.
Dylan cheated because he went with mustard. Everybody has mustard in their darn fridge.
Why do you think I went with it?
I'm going to go with... This is tricky because I've been lectured for not keeping it in my fridge, but now I do. I may be out quick, you guys.
Okay.
Maple syrup.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Still okay. In the game.
Dylan.
I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes! Still in! Still in!
I'm recognizing the flaw of this game as we play it.
Okay.
Bobby, up to you. What do you have?
Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I'm going to go a 2-liter, not 4-liter. 2-liter jug of milk.
Nope, 4-liter.
Ah, there's only two of them. What are they drinking 4 liters
that
of milk
makes sense.
For? Is this her and her fiancé?
My fiancé puts it in his protein shake.
Oh,
so
this guy. Oh, yeah, okay, just clanging and banging every day.
There we go.
All right, Dylan, I'm out. What do you have?
I believe that inside your fridge, you're one of those weird families, but you have carrots.
Yes.
Nice. How is that weird? I keep my carrots.
It's not. These are really easy.
Okay.
Dylan's just trying to win.
Yeah. Robbie.
Orange juice.
No.
No.
What?
That's it.
No way. You got to listen for the clues. The protein powder. You're not going to have orange juice.
I figured.
It's really smart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a fit family, Robbie. Okay, so.
Should have known that.
Dylan, congratulations.
Yeah!
By going with mustard, you won. Weird. Carrie, $100 at El Mariachi. There you go, okay?
Woohoo!
Love you. Hang on, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Love you guys.
Do we still love this game?
I love it. I just won.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
So Dylan's putting together his list of birthday party rules now. Oh. Adult birthday party rules. You had a good one. You said a good one off the air. What was that?
Well, I don't think you should have to give a present to an adult, especially an adult who's throwing their own party.
Okay.
I actually don't think you should give a present to any adult unless you're sleeping together.
Okay.
Like, I just don't think, I think we're adults.
Well, what about housewarming? Are you talking?
What am I warming your house for?
Are you talking birthday parties only, or just more presents? What about Christmas time? Christmas, you can give presents to adults.
We can open it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Who are you giving adult Christmas presents to? People you're sleeping with?
Well, family members.
Oh, with family doesn't. That's
okay,
different.
So family doesn't count. So you're just talking about like friends or coworkers or anything. Yeah. You don't think you should be doing gift exchanges. For birthdays, for housewarming.
Oh, yeah, like the Secret Santa doesn't go around. Like, everyone's like, ooh, the Secret Santa.
Okay, office Secret Santa's fine.
No. No.
Okay.
No, because nobody cares about the Secret Santa.
Right.
Like, everyone just goes and they grab, like, a $30 whatever the limit is, $30. Okay, what am I going to buy? That's generic.
It's very stressful to always fit under that budget, isn't it?
I just think that if we stopped giving presents to adults.
Okay.
That we're not sleeping with, everyone's anxiety would be relieved.
Robbie, where do you come out on all of this?
I'm with Dylan. I'm with Dylan. If it's not a bottle of wine, maybe for a housewarming, like at the most minimum, that's about it. You shouldn't be going and it's just a waste, it seems.
Okay, so your bottle of wine is as far as you'll go
bottle of wine
for giving gifts to
for
adults
an occasion.
Now,
if you're invited to a nice dinner party or something, maybe.
Okay, then you go bottle of wine.
Listen, like, I don't understand the housewarming. Like, that, I can't wrap my head around that. You're the one with all the money. You just bought a house.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in my old house. I've had this thing for 10 years.
Yes.
You're the one that
You need the new stuff, not them. They just got a new house.
Look at you. Look at you and your brand new house. I should bring you a gift. What are you talking about?
Well, it's the same with weddings for me. You know?
The wedding gift has got to cover at least the meal.
It's not my fault you decided to get married. It's not. Just, you need to recoup, then just keep it cheap if you're going to have a wedding.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Like, if you have this big fancy wedding, that's your fault.
Right.
I didn't decide for you to spend all that money.
Yeah, if you do think about the birthday party or the wedding, it is very strange that you're inviting people to come to your place to bring you a gift.
Yeah.
Like, if I throw a birthday party and I say, gifts, please, just leave your gifts over there on the table.
Yeah, those are for me.
Like, why wouldn't I throw a birthday party every week if I just wanted things?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Come on over to my house. Make sure you bring me something.
A bunch of curmudgeons you guys are.
It sounds that way. I understand that.
Giving. Yeah.
But think about it.
Okay.
Why on earth do you need, as an adult, to get a gift?
Okay. From another adult.
It just, I don't know. Like, I love, like, kids, gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Spoil kids.
Mm-hmm.
Give them all the gifts you can. Someone you're with intimately, spoil them.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them a ton of things. Go ahead.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Right.
You don't need to buy me something, Pepper.
Okay.
You don't need to come in here and buy me something.
Okay.
I mean, you want to pick me up A&W once in a while?
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But you don't need to get me a gift for my birthday to celebrate that I've turned another year.
Okay.
And just because you just the unfortunate circumstance that you had to know me means you have to go out and buy me something? That doesn't seem fair. Why should I do that to you?
You're giving us a different way to look at the birthday party, to be honest, right now.
It's something to think about.
Do you have any other rules for birthdays?
Having birthday parties, though, I don't know if that's a weird thing. Pandemic, we're not having them as much? That's awesome.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Today is Dylan's birthday party rules day.
Here's a new one, okay. I think. Right. I think that, like, because there's so many birthday people out there. Oh, my God, it's my birthday. There's two types of people, right? The, oh, my God, it's my birthday. Let's celebrate for the month.
Yeah.
And then there's the, I don't really care. I'm turning another age.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if people are there or not. You know what? Whatever.
Okay.
Right? Those are your two type of people. So if you are the person like, oh, my God, it's my birthday, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should be mandated to celebrate your friends on your birthday.
Okay.
So that instead of making it all about yourself, you make it all about the people that you love. So that you're celebrating. So if I, for example, if I was to throw my birthday, because I love my birthday so much and I want everyone to be there and be like the center of attention.
Yes.
I would invite both you, Robbie, and you, Pepper.
Thank you.
But I would celebrate you for being my friends.
Right.
Like a reverse party.
Like thanking us.
Yes. Maybe I give you guys gifts for putting up with me.
Yes, Dylan.
Right? Maybe that's what I do since I love birthdays and gifts.
You should give thank you for celebrating my birthday gifts.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, thank you. Remember when you were kids, you used to get the loot bags?
Yes.
As adults, I think you should get loot bags.
So you're okay with loot bags at an adult birthday party, but not the gifts at the adult birthday party.
Yeah, but the person having the party is giving the loot.
Okay.
So those who really care about their birthdays have to suffer like the rest of us.
Okay.
Here's something else I'm thinking.
Okay.
What about this? Because if we were to break down what a birthday is, we're really just celebrating our friend's parents having sex.
Right.
Right? Like, that's really at the end of the day.
You have to boil it down, I guess. Sure.
So why don't we throw our friend's parents a party on their birthday?
Yes.
And thank them. Hey, thanks for getting together.
Okay. Well,
hey, thanks for the two of you doing it.
This is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So she needs a clarification, Dylan, because you're saying no more gifts. Don't give gifts to anybody on their birthday. They're, they're grown ups. They don't need gifts.
Give them to kids.
What do you want to know, Kathy?
Well, what about birthing day? Like, for your mom, like, she gave birth to you, so shouldn't you be buying a gift for her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mom's, so on
your birthday, you give mom a gift?
Yeah, like,
I'd be all for that.
Hallmark moment right there.
100%, I think if you're going to give anyone a gift on your birthday, you give it to mom.
Yes.
And say, hey, thank you. Well, and give it to dad, too. He was part of it. Yeah, small, very small.
But a part of it, well, I'm going to tell you this. As a parent, I would love it if my kids gave me gifts on their birthday.
Yeah.
Right? I'm giving them gifts every other day of the year. Give me something.
It's true.
For putting up with you for another year.
Look at that.
We're really reverse engineering the birthday party today.
I think there's something. At the end of today's show, we're going to come up with something good.
You're right, Kathy. Thank you very much.
100%, I think if you're going to give anyone a gift on your birthday, you give it to mom.
Yes.
And say, hey, thank you. Well, and give it to dad, too. He was part of it. Yeah,
small, very small part, but a part of it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this. As a parent, I would love it if my kids gave me gifts on their birthday.
Yeah.
Right? I'm giving them gifts every other day of the year. Give me something.
It's true.
For putting up with you for another year.
Look at that.
We're really reverse engineering the birthday party today.
I think there's something. At the end of today's show, we're going to come up with something good.
You're right, Kathy. Thank you very much.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Okay. So Dylan apparently is the judge on what's cool and what's not cool to have on display in your house.
No, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I know what's not cool.
So far, the list of not cool includes my fantasy football trophy and a plaque that says perfect attendance, social studies, grade 10.
Nerd.
Oh, Robbie's calling me a nerd on this one. Meanwhile, he's saying off the air he got most improved and banned and has the certificate to prove it.
Yeah, but he's not displaying it on his wall.
Most improved and banned?
In banned. Definitely. I think I have two. Because I took it grade 7, 8, and 9.
How do you improve the most both years?
Because I was so bad. Like, I was so. Remember,
you got good, and then you got bad again, and then you got good. That's a smart move, actually.
I was so bad that I got okay, which was a huge improvement.
Okay.
And then I got pretty good, which is a huge improvement.
Okay.
So two in a row.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
That's a, you know, that's an award to be proud of because it shows that you put in decent effort to improve.
I did.
I think everybody should hang a most improved certificate in their house.
Oh, where?
Oh, we'll let you know where to put yours, Dylan, once you improve at something.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Here's Kathy. Okay. Kathy's going to judge what you. Or Dylan's going to judge, Kathy, what you have on display in your house. What is it?
It's a CD cover I was on.
A CD cover that you were on?
What?
Yes.
You were on a CD cover?
Yeah, Bev Monroe. It was called Honky Tonks and Teardrops. But he was, like, quite famous in the Edmonton. He was a CCMA Hall of Famer.
Who's this?
A CCMA Hall of Famer. The album's called Honky Tonks and Teardrops. What's his name? Sorry, Kathy?
Bev Monroe.
Doug Monroe.
Bev.
What?
Oh, Bev Monroe.
Never heard.
I never heard of Doug Monroe either, to be honest with you.
And where do you have it displayed?
I have it on one of my shelves with, like, one of the signed pictures from the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a Bev Monroe CD cover autographed with Kathy on the cover.
Honestly, better than a fantasy football trophy.
Oh, get out of here.
Yay!
All right, love you, Kathy. Thank you.
I love you.
Okay, let's see what if you approve of what Caitlin has on display in her house.
Okay.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Okay, tell Dylan what you have.
I have a picture on my wall that when you look at it moves different directions. And it's my cat.
Oh, creepy.
Is the cat dead?
No.
No, just love the cat, hey? Where on your wall?
It's in my bedroom right beside my bed.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, a cat picture, a 3D cat picture that follows you everywhere you go in the room of her cat in her bed.
What does your boyfriend think of this?
I actually bought it for him. I hung it up before he got home from being away from work for a week, and he burst out laughing.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's a joke, I think it's okay.
Okay.
If you were taking it seriously,
yeah,
we've got problems.
I think you can have pictures of your pets, your cats, your dogs. If they're in a frame, you can do that. I think the minute you put a nail in the wall to hang it, that's when you get a little weird.
Unless.
Is that fair? Like, you can use the back stand and put it on a shelf. That's okay. Have a picture of your pet. The minute you're putting a hanger up there and leveling it and measuring.
It's commitment.
Yeah, that's a commitment to the pet.
Yeah, that's different. That's definitely. Yeah, I think you're all right because it's a joke.
Okay, you pass, Caitlin. It's okay to have your cat on display.
Sweet.
Okay. Love you. Have a good morning.
You too.
Okay, you can text 917-917 like this one. I disagree, Dylan. I would absolutely display my fantasy football trophy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
That thing is proudly on display until the day I die.
Way to go.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS 91.7.
This is the most important phone call you will make this week. Nope. Scratch that. In your life. We have no choice but to resort to a game called One Word Answer.
That's how we're going to do it.
The One Word Answer topic today? Marshmallows. Your options? Or,
Okay.
Those are the words.
Yeah, but you can't say, I don't want anyone saying like, oh, I hate marshmallows, and then I'm finding out that they love Lucky Charms. That they love Rice Krispie Squares.
Right. Can't have it both ways.
No.
Hi, good morning, KISS.
Good morning, this is Chris. How are you doing?
Excellent. Marshmallows, Chris. Or,
Well, yeah, here's the thing about marshmallows.
It's one word answer, Chris.
Okay. Can I just tell you something quickly about
sure.
it?
Yeah.
Is that like, any time that you could be having a marshmallow, you could be having something better.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So like a hot
marshmallows
dog.
Marshmallows in your hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Whipped cream instead.
Ah.
There's always an upgrade is what Chris is saying, Dylan, and he's darn right.
I don't know.
Mark that one down
for... I'm not going to like hate on them because if they're there, better than nothing.
See, then it's a one-word answer. It's a yay or a nay here.
Yeah, you got to decide, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, all he's right. done.
Thank you.
That's one for me.
He is right, though. Better than nothing. You have to agree, right?
Maybe. But what a compliment. No, the Pepper and Dylan Show. Better than nothing.
That's good.
Good morning. Marshmallows. Or bleh.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Welcome to the team.
Okay. Hi, KISS. Good morning.
I'm going to go with bleh.
There you go.
You are.
I like it.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Bleh.
780-4260-917. Nobody else is calling right now, Dylan.
Okay.
But this is very important because at stake is an I told you so.
Well, we got a all the way. That's three different texts that came in. The last three texts on the text machine.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Count, though.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
One word answer. Marshmallows. Or bleh.
Terrible.
Yeah, my man.
3-1 for bleh.
Okay.
Sounds like guys don't know what's up.
Hi, KISS. Good morning.
Marshmallows are definitely
Yeah. Okay. Girls seem to know what's going on.
It does seem like there's kind of a gender preference to marshmallows.
I think we're finding that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marshmallows. Or bleh. Are we tied now, Robbie?
On the best of seven, it's 3-3.
Look at this.
Game seven, baby.
Look at this. And girls love them.
Here we go.
Is it going to be a guy or a girl?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marshmallows.
We did it, marshmallow fans. We did it.
All right, Dylan. You were right.
Yeah!
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Get the scoreboard ready, Robbie. I'm about to concede that Dylan was right again.
Already
what
this week?
What happened to this radio show? Don't you remember when everybody disagreed with you all the time, Dylan?
Yeah.
What has happened?
I don't know.
Why is it you are always right and I am always wrong now all the time?
I just use logic.
Have you noticed that, Elaine? How long have you listened to this stupid show, Elaine?
I love them. You guys are amazing.
No, we appreciate that. But on, like, if you've been listening for a long time, you remember when I was right all the time, right? You remember that? And you remember that Dylan would always, every day, you could always count on Dylan saying something that would make somebody mad, right? And almost hourly, he would do that.
Yeah, but then I learned.
Okay. So you learn from your mistakes, and I just make more of them.
I was just going to say that puts you on making more.
That's exactly what's happening, though. It's every time he comes in here and says, I'm going to make a statement, and I think there's no way that could be possible. It's because I'm conditioned to think you're wrong.
That might be what the problem is.
I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt. So here he is saying everybody puts their underwear in the top drawer.
Majority.
It's more than the majority. It's almost every single person. So where do you keep your underwear, Elaine?
Okay, well, I don't wear underwear, so I don't keep them in any drawers.
You don't own any underwear?
No.
What a wild world. How much money you save.
That is...
I save lots, actually.
Yes.
A commando commitment of a different level.
Wow. That is incredible, not even owning them. Like, I understand not putting them on sometimes.
Yeah.
And going like, yeah, maybe today's not a day. Mm-hmm. But to not own... You've broken the system. Here, I'm buying underwear all the time.
Come on, wait a sec. Elaine, you don't have a single pair of underwear?
No.
Not one?
Wow.
Not one.
What a world.
When did you make that decision? And how old were you when you decided, that's it, underwear is just not for me?
When I started modeling at 18.
Okay.
Would you look at that, a model.
Is it that doesn't wear underwear? Is it because you want to avoid panty lines? Is that?
No, it's just faster to change.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Right?
I do spend about 3 seconds a day putting on underwear.
Yeah, who's got that kind of time?
So, yeah.
You know what I've noticed a combination probably from COVID weight and 44 is I now can't stand up to put my underwear on.
What are you kidding?
I can't.
What happened?
I can't balance on one foot to put one leg through
Pepper.
And then the other foot to put the other one through.
Really?
I can. I wobble and I tip and I look like a tree that's been half chopped.
I do.
I've got to sit on the side of the bed or the toilet. And then I make this sound.
Could it be the drinking?
Listen, I make this sound when I put my underwear on. That's the sound I make putting underwear on now.
You're
is that? I mean, Robbie, do you make any sound when you put your underwear on?
No. No, I can do the one footer.
Is that a thing? How old are you now, Elaine?
41.
Well, she doesn't put underwear on, so she doesn't know if she makes any sounds.
No,
when she puts
no that's
on.
Right.
What about when you put your socks on? That's hard now.
No.
No sounds when you put your socks on?
Something you should be easily able to do.
Man, I got to really do something about this.
You need to.
Well, I don't tie my shoes, so.
Slip on!
Oh, yeah, forget tying shoes. I've given up.
Right?
Oh, man.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss. Kiss. 91.7.
I now can't stand up to put my underwear on.
What are you kidding?
I can't.
What happened?
I can't balance on one foot to put one leg through
Pepper.
And then the other foot to put the other one through.
Really?
I can. I wobble and I tip and I look like a tree that's been half chopped.
I do.
I've got to sit on the side of the bed or the toilet. And then I make this sound.
Could it be the drinking?
Listen, I make this sound when I put my underwear on. That's the sound I make putting underwear on now. Chelsea says she is also a grunter, groaner, and breath holder when she's putting on her underwear.
How
right
old
now.
Are you, Chelsea?
I'm 33.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if I was grunting and groaning at 33
starting
there.
Starting early, Chelsea.
Although Chelsea says there's a reason that she's grunting and groaning while putting on her socks and underwear these days. What is it, Chelsea?
I'm 7 months pregnant.
Okay, well, that's fair. Pepper seems like he's about 3.
Very funny. Thank you. All right. Love you, Chelsea.
Well,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Pepper, maybe you should be doing the push-up challenge then.
Oh, wouldn't hurt him. Wouldn't hurt you to do 30 push-ups.
I mean, it's not the shoulders and arms. I mean, it is the shoulders and arms.
It's a good core workout, too.
It's the waistband.
Right.
Which... I'm telling you.
Listen to the excuses just coming out.
No, well, you know this because you're 7 months pregnant. Watch this, Chelsea. Watch when after you have your baby and you go to put on pants with an actual button again. Watch how they tell you. They're cold, man. Buttons don't pull punches.
No.
This is baby number 3, so I've got lots of Lululemon.
Okay, yeah. So have you done what my girlfriend does this now? So ever since she had her son, which was 7 years ago, she's sworn off pants with buttons. She doesn't own a single pair with buttons anymore because she doesn't need the harsh reality of that her body has changed. She doesn't need that reminder anymore. If you wear stretchy pants, you'll never know.
It's true.
I mean, everybody else might know, but you'll never know.
That's true.
That's the beauty of it. And I'm all in on elastic bands now, Dylan. You talked up a good game about elastic bands a long time ago.
But this is what happens to me every year because I don't have the pregnancy that happens, but I have the summer.
Right.
And the shorts that I wear give me elastic band all summer long, and then all of a sudden I transition into fall. I'm in sweats again today. This is what I'm about.
Yes, because if you go back to put on pants again after a summer of shorts, you're like, what happened to me over the summer?
And whether you gain or you don't gain, there's just a comfort level that comes with an elastic band.
100%. All right. Thank you, Chelsea.
By the way, I gained.
Yeah, thank you.
Love you. Have a good morning. Okay, so people that are 7 months pregnant grunt and groan when they put on the underwear, not just grown adults. Are we seeing anybody that's grunting and groaning, Robbie, like I am right now?
A few, actually, yeah. Old people are uniting.
Look at that.
Like, I've got to sit down to do it.
I'm worried about you.
I can't bend over and put a sock on. I can't
just
do anything. No, I do, and I fail, and that's why it doesn't work.
It's good for you.
How do you put your underwear on sitting, though?
Well, it's much easier, I found.
You know, when it gets to your bottom, like, because you're sitting
on your... Well, you kind of do a little hop, whoop, like this, whoop, and then you get it, you flip it up over your butt. But the thing I've also noticed is because I'm getting a little bit of a flumdrum bum because of all of this.
What
so
is happening?
I can't just whoop a little bit. Like, I got to whoop. I got to get way up to get it underneath such a giant backside that I'm growing.
Even your bum's feeling the effects?
Oh, Dylan, it is a nightmare. I'm going to be honest. So I put my pants on the other day because I did a stand-up comedy show, and I like to wear these pants. So remember the last comedy show I did was just before COVID, was in February, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm a little superstitious, so I wear the same pants when I do, because I want a show to go well.
Okay.
So I went to put them on, and they're dress pants, so they've got one of those things, I don't know if all dress pants have this, where it's got the button, but then it's also got the latch.
You know the latch on the inside.
Right. So you're supposed to do the latch and the button. Dylan, I couldn't get the button done up, could I get the latch done up.
So did you have a bad comedy show?
Do you want to know how I kept my pants on?
Oh, you did wear them.
I used the belt to cinch the pants, but they were undone underneath my shirt.
Look at this. Something's happening.
Oh, I know exactly what's happening. I just don't want to face it yet.
Okay, well, let us know when you're ready to.
I do this. Whoop! That's how I do it.
Whoop!
And just slide it up and over.
Thank you for that.
All right, now still blame COVID. I'll blame COVID till the day I die. Yeah. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Oh, no.
Okay, in order to understand what I'm about to tell you, and hopefully relate and to declare that this also happens to you, you need to know that one thing right off the top. And sometimes I get ridiculed for this, but Dylan, I think you're in the same boat. Robbie, I don't know about you.
Okay.
That I routinely, when I'm going pee, I sit to pee.
Oh, yeah, I'm all there.
Okay,
you're
all in on that? Okay, yeah. Okay. So you need to know that going in. Robbie, you a stander or a sitter?
I'm 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just depending on the mood?
At your house, you're 50-50?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'm a full-time sitter at the house. At the house, full-time.
I only stand at work.
Yeah.
I feel weird standing now. I feel like it's a lot of work. Like, stand there?
Yeah, well, I'll usually always stand at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But at home, you're 50-50, which is so weird to me. That's luxury.
Depending on the mood, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm in a hurry, I'll stand.
Okay. So in order for me to tell you what routinely happens, my bathroom's second greatest shame, you need to know that I sit to pee. Okay? We all good on that? We're all on the same boat? Okay.
Yep.
So this is what happens to me, and in fact, it happened to me Saturday morning. It was the last time it happened to me at my girlfriend's house. But this has happened to me in bathrooms all across this great land. It's happened to me at the West Edmonton Mall bathroom. I remember one time, because that was a pretty shameful experience. It's happened to me here at work. It's happened in my bathroom at my house. Here's what happens. Remember, I'm sitting down to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, for females listening right now, you don't have the same parts that guys do.
No.
Okay.
Thanks for letting them know.
But when you sit down, you sit the same way. What happens when a guy can sit to the bathroom and he's not paying attention, which is what brought this whole thing up, Dylan, because you say you daze off when you're going to the bathroom. Here's why you've got to stay focused.
Because
what can happen to a guy if he's not paying attention is his part may not be pointing in the proper direction.
Right. How small is your part?
Sometimes it's different sizes. It's moody.
It's moody.
Look, I'm not the only one with bipolar. My part is as well.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on environment, temperature, et cetera, my mood of the day, it can be different. It's fun. You never know what you're going to get from it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, anyway. So I sit down, And sometimes what can happen if I'm sitting on a toilet that I'm not used to the height, because there are different heights of toilets.
There are, yes.
And if you're not paying close enough attention, the angles are all different. Please, at 917-917, please throw me a bone and tell me this has happened to you. And what will happen sometimes is the seat of the toilet and the bowl of the toilet, there's about a 5 millimeter, 1 centimeter, yes, maybe gap,
yes,
between
the
seat and the bowl.
Yeah.
And if your angles are off and you're not paying close attention, you'll accidentally go to the bathroom between the seat and the bowl.
Yes.
And you won't know about it because you're on your damn phone or you're doing other things.
Yep.
And you don't know what's actually happening is you're peeing all over your pants that are down around your ankles.
Never once.
Damn it. Robbie?
I'll admit it. It's happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what happened at my girlfriend's house.
Don't you point it down so you don't have to worry about
that? But if you forget to point it down.
That's the number one rule of peeing.
That's what I'm saying. Why you always got to pay attention.
Once it's pointed, it's pointed. Yeah. It's not moving.
So if you don't do it, it can either land all over the floor and then at my girlfriend's house. I didn't want to admit to her that I'm just a little boy when I'm going to the bathroom. So I had to use toilet paper to wipe. Like, it's really gross and embarrassing. Or it can go all over your pants like it did that one day at West Edmonton Mall, and I had to walk through the mall with wet pants.
You're not alone. Pepper. You've got a high five. You got, I've done this, peed all over the floor many times.
Thank you.
This happened to me, buddy. Yes. And someone says, you even sit to pee in public?
Any chance I get. Absolutely. Unless there's a urinal there. Yes. Yes. Because it can also happen when you're sitting down to do the other thing, right? Because you can't have one or two without a one.
Right.
So that's when it happens.
I'll just let you know.
Yeah.
1994.
Uh-huh.
I did it.
You did do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One without the other.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. I was pretty happy.
No way.
I did. I remember I had to because I had some sort of illness.
Uh-huh.
And my mom had told me I had to do it into a bucket.
Oh God.
I know, it was weird. And she said, but I can't do one. I can only do two.
Right.
And so I went in there determined.
Yeah.
And I came out. Successful.
You somehow did a two without a one.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Yeah. I was pretty impressed myself.
So there's not a lot of verification that this also happens to other people, but there's just enough to make, I've never admitted this, I don't think, to anybody. To finally feel that it happens to a handful of you, I feel a little more vindicated.
I think there are quite a few,
yes,
by the looks of it.
Okay, thank you.
Considering how many people are up at this hour?
Yes.
Someone said maybe don't sit to pee.
Well, that maybe I'm just, yeah. I mean, that's the only way to avoid that.
Let's not give up on sitting to pee.
Yeah, no, I just got
to
be better.
Where it's at.
I've just got to be better. Thank you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
New Red Lobster news, everybody.
We've got
Red Lobster news. What
doesn't everyone love the Red Lobster? Am I still the only one that loves Red Lobster?
You really do love Red Lobster. You've gotten mad at me on several occasions for saying it's like the seafood. It's like the Denny's of seafood restaurants.
It makes me mad when you say that.
I know it does.
There's live lobster there. Mm-hmm. Right before you eat it. I don't understand. Red Lobster adding a Mountain Dew margarita called the Dew-garita to its menu. And it looks neon.
Okay.
It's neat. Apparently tastes even more incredible than it looks.
Okay.
That's what Red Lobster tweeted out yesterday.
Yes.
It's big. It's green. All it's right. Everything we've been waiting for. Well, that and Shrimp Fest.
Right.
Not sure when
that's always waiting
back
for Shrimp Fest.
I love it.
Dylan, yes or no to Mountain Dew?
Not on its own, but if it's in a Dew-garita, maybe.
If it's a margarita. Robbie, yes or no to Mountain Dew?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Not into
I'll do without it.
Okay. No.
You don't have to. It's okay.
Robbie!
Yeah. 2020 is now good, someone tweeted out after seeing this news. So
there's a Mountain Dew margarita at Red Lobster now?
Listen, okay. Red Lobster is one of those places that brings fond memories back.
You love going to Red Lobster.
And especially.
The biscuits.
Especially during Shrimp Fest.
It's all about the biscuits, man.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits are pretty good.
Yes.
Nobody loves Red Lobster like Dylan.
I would like some right now.
Judy has five words for you that's going to lead to a celebration.
Okay.
Judy, go ahead.
I freaking love Red Lobster.
Yeah.
If I could afford to eat there every day, I would.
What? Now you're talking my kind of talk.
I know.
Listen.
I don't understand you guys.
During Shrimp Fest, do you know what your favorite shrimp is to get?
Oh, the garlic.
Oh,
yes.
The more garlic, the better.
With those, the garlic, yes. When your breath stinks so bad when you get in your car, you know you had a good night.
I have never seen, when we went to Shrimp Fest, because Dylan begged and pleaded for us to go to Shrimp Fest together one time.
Dylan, I would go with him.
Thank you.
I have never seen somebody with such mastery of the ordering technique on Shrimp Fest, because they only allow you...
Your timing right.
They allow you two at a time out of a selection of five different kinds of shrimp.
Yes.
And Dylan's got it all figured out. And he's spread... And listen, you're going to order this. I'm going to order this. You're going to order this.
Right.
And that way it'll just keep on coming and we'll keep having different... Like, he's the master. An algorithm to figure out how to get the most shrimp in his body.
Oh, I need to go with Dylan to Red Lobster.
Yes. 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 It's the best. I don't know when they're doing Shrimp Fest.
It's beyond the best.
Let me look if the Shrimp Fest.
Okay, so this is a true story, what Dylan's doing right now. This is 100% true, Judy. Almost, once a week, once every 2 weeks, Dylan will just shout out, when is Shrimp Fest?
Yes.
And he'll Google when Shrimp Fest is.
Right.
And sometimes he'll get misled, because in the U.S., they have Shrimp Fest sometimes at different times than
which
they
do. Which is ridiculous.
And he gets angry, but he gets super excited when he reads that there's Shrimp Fest. I'm not lying. It's at least once every 2 weeks he's Googling when is the next Shrimp Fest.
Okay, right now they're pushing all their Lobster Fest. Okay. Endless Shrimp Price Date Menus 2020. I think I might be onto something.
Okay. Hang on, Judy. Hang on.
As of Wednesday, September 9th, we are still awaiting confirmation of Endless Shrimp 2020. Okay. This is there's a whole bunch of us out there. There's no mention of the event on Red Lobster's website. Uh-huh. It may not happen this year due to COVID-19.
Oh, no!
That stupid COVID.
Yes. It was just fine until it took away Shrimp Fest.
I'll tell you this, though. Red Lobster's Endless Shrimp promotion began on Monday, September 2nd to November 17th. The previous year. So we are right in that window.
We're in the heart of Shrimp Fest.
We're right in that window. We could be hearing any day.
Okay. Stay tuned, okay, Judy?
Oh, and they're about a sriracha honey shrimp to go in with the teriyaki grilled, the hand-breaded, and, of course, the scampi.
See, you've hit Dylan's wheelhouse, Judy, nice and early. Thank you very much.
God.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, love you. Have a good morning.
Love you guys.
You guys keep an eye on that, okay, there, Dylan?
See, it's going to be watching it. It could be any day, any moment, and if it happens, and you see it, it's a stop everything moment.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Here's why you deserve to be punished. And don't think I don't know who did it.
Did what?
Mr. Drawing Obscene Graffiti in the Dirt on the Hood of My Car. How old are you,
seriously,
Dylan?
I'll tell you. Do you want to know the honest truth?
Yes,
here's
I do.
Here's what happened.
Because I've got to tell you what happened afterwards. But okay, what?
Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie asked me to record a video for him yesterday.
Yes.
And I went outside. And you have this new $90,000 car sitting
it's
there.
It's not. It's a regular car.
And it's got so much dirt on it, I was disappointed because it's a really good color.
It's dusty. I was going to get it. I want to get it washed today.
And I looked at it, and I was like, I got to. The child in me was like, I got to do something.
So immature.
And so I drew a blank of what to do because I'm like, I don't know. I'm too mature for that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's a little offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, could get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reverted back to too mature for that. I'm like, maybe I'm not. Listen, and here's the thing that happened, though. The rest of the day, literally the rest of the day, I was so disappointed in myself.
For drawing that on the hood of my car?
The entire day, I was like, why would you do that?
Okay.
You're better than that.
See, I didn't notice
it. Why on earth would you have done this to him?
Yeah.
Really? This is who you are?
Perhaps you should pay for the car wash.
You know, just rub it out.
Okay. So you don't feel that bad.
No, I just was disappointed in myself.
So I'm driving around with Obscene Graffiti drawn in finger and dirt on the hood of my car.
Yes.
All day I'm driving around. I didn't notice it, right?
I still kind of like it.
Here's the uncomfortable moment that... You're so proud of your immaturity here.
Oh, I felt bad.
Here's the uncomfortable moment that happened, though. So guess who did notice it on the hood of my car?
Who?
Guess again.
Who?
Guess again.
Not your daughter.
My daughter.
Oh.
Oh, no, Dylan.
Well, that's... Wash your car.
Here's the uncomfortable moment that happens with your 13-year-old daughter when she says exactly what that is.
That's how good a drawer I am. That's how good it is. But that's an artist.
Here's the even more uncomfortable moment that happened. Thanks, Dylan.
Uh-huh.
It was a very eye-opening father-daughter moment yesterday.
Okay.
When she saw what you drew in dirt on the hood of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, they grow up so quick, Dylan.
Oh, jeez.
That's not what it looks like.
Oh, what?
It looks like this. And then she drew one right beside the one you drew.
No. What?
Whose was better?
Yours was bigger. hers was, this is the most shocking part. Hers was more detailed.
Oh my goodness.
So more anatomically correct?
There were a lot of nooks and crannies that you shouldn't know about that were in her graffiti, and I was really shaken about all of this.
No way. Well, I apologize. I did feel bad, though. The whole day, I was like, what an idiot.
Okay, but now I'm dealing with this with my 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, that's on you now. That's not on me.
I said to her, I said, Tyler, you're not supposed to know anything about this. Like, at all. Like, if she's going to graffiti on the hood of my car in dirt, it should be unicorns.
No.
Okay, my sweet daughter should just be doing unicorns and roller skates.
She learned it in school, no?
No, so she said, Dad, what were you doing when you were 13?
Oh, my. She said that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
And what Dad was doing when I was 13 is not something that she should be doing when she's 14 or 15 or 40.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Thanks, Dylan.
I'm sorry.
Stuff I'd rather not know, right? Yeah. Sometimes you just want to be blind going into things.
Hers is really better than mine.
It's pretty good, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
She knows all about the birds and the D's.
Kiss 91.7. The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on Kiss 91.7.
Dylan, I think you're going to really, really like what Rebecca, the second grade teacher, has to say here.
Let's okay.
I love it when I eat a big pop. Throw your hands in the air for the root beer. I also love a big double matzo. Plus a baby and a buddy and some chicken that's chubby.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi.
Tell Dylan the good news.
Okay, so I teach second grade, and yesterday we were doing some journal writing. What do you want to be when you grow up? And one girl said she wants to be a cashier at A&W.
Yes, there is a girl with her head on straight.
Right? Yeah.
Good for her.
Don't we all want to be that when we grow up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
My son,
you get a deal on burgers.
My son Riley is currently a cashier at A&W.
Does he get a deal?
He does. Oh. And I went there to watch him, and I cried.
What?
I cried on Saturday. I went and watched
I saw your video.
Did you see the video?
Yeah,
I cried,
cute.
You guys.
You cried?
Oh, my God.
Because he's so good at it.
I was so sensitive to see him. Rebecca, do you have kids?
Yeah.
How old are they?
11 and 6.
Okay, I'm telling you, when they get, there are a few milestones. We talked a bit about this yesterday, right? They learn where to vomit the right way and all that sort of. But I'm telling you, when you see your child working and working hard to earn their money at like their first part-time job, it gets you right in the feels.
Aww. Now, is that because I don't have to pay them anymore?
That's probably the part of it. Yeah, it's amazing. So you've got this second grader that wants to be a cashier at A&W.
Right on.
Yeah.
Go back with a little advice from Dylan. Dylan, if you want to tell this second grader what not to do when you're a cashier at a fast food restaurant, if you don't mind, please.
What you don't want to do is get in an argument with someone who asks for salt, pepper, and ketchup in the bag when you already put salt, ketchup, and pepper in the bag.
Not someone, a customer.
Okay, what you don't want to do is tell the customer off. And then when you get into a bigger fight, you don't want to jump over the counter and punch them in the face.
Okay.
That's what you don't want to do because it will get you fired immediately.
That's Dylan learned the hard way not to do that working this fast food job. So that could be today's lesson plan for your second graders, okay?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Okay, love you, Rebecca.
Control your rage.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay.
What?
I'm not proud of it. It's just how I reacted in the moment.
And fight a guy because he asked for extra salt and pepper in his bag and it was busy on Toonie Tuesday.
It wasn't a fight. Oh, I sucker punched him right in the mouth.
Yeah.
I was blubbering watching him work that lobby at A&W. He was doing such a good job and he has a smile. He's so polite to everybody. And it's at that moment that I take all the credit as being such a great dad. But then I realized that I'm none of those things that he is. And I wonder where he got it from.
Maybe his mom.
He is. I don't know if you guys can even relate to what I'm saying or if it even makes any sense. But I went there. I got a teen burger, a chubby chicken burger, some onion rings, and a root beer.
I think this found the problem.
This is why I'm getting the new map. Yeah.
Wow.
But I just sat there and I watched him. He was taking orders. And then when it wasn't busy, he was disinfecting the tables, cleaning the chairs. And I just started to cry. I literally started to cry. And then he walked over to, listen to this. What a kid. Oh, what a kid.
Oh, no.
So he saw me taking a video of him. He's like, Dad, don't post that on Instagram. And I said, too late, buddy. He's like, oh, Dad. And he took off. And then as I was walking out in a filled restaurant at lunchtime at A&W, he goes, hey, Dad, I love you.
Aww.
And I said, I love you too. And then he jumped over and gave me a big hug and then went back to work.
What a good little guy.
Right? I don't know if that's COVID okay, but what a guy, huh?
That's nice. Cute, man.
Isn't that
that's
the best,
really cute.
Right?
Yeah.
He still kisses me on the lips before bed
don't
every night.
Don't tell people
no,
that.
He's the best.
He's a good kid.
And I was crying watching him work.
Oh, I'm sure as he goes to school this morning, he wants everyone to know he kisses his dad.
Right there on the lips.
So cute.
He's on the bus right now.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Text message says,
yes,
my 25-year-old son still kisses me on the lips.
Aww.
Here is his phone number. So here's what I'm torn to do. I want to call this boy, this 25-year-old boy, and I want to tell him that I think what he's doing is amazing. Because my son at 15 still kisses me on the lips every night before bed. My right. daughter kind of just rubs my shoulder and says goodnight. She's very much, she's much more like her mother.
Okay, yeah, fair.
So I want to call this boy and say that, but I'm worried that it would embarrass him.
Yes.
But I think it should be acknowledged that kids that kiss their parents on the lips is not bad, and it's actually sweet, and their parents love every second of it, and we never want it to go away. My son won't hold my hand when we go into the mall.
Good.
That's the one thing he won't do.
That's okay.
And I always try and hold his hand, and he just shunts it away. He's very much like his mother sometimes right. as well.
He's 15.
But the point is, like, he does some things that are so incredibly sweet. And I think sons especially, but sons and daughters should be acknowledged for being, for maintaining that level of affection for their parents forever. Like, because Dylan, you don't kiss your mom on the lips, right?
Yes. No, I do.
Oh, you do when you see her?
Always feel weird doing it.
Okay, but did you go through a period where you didn't
yes,
do it?
Yes, oh,
that's
absolutely.
The thing, right?
Yeah,
that's that donut in our adulthood or in our growing lives where we just don't do it because it's just not cool to
Grade
do
four
it.
Grade four is when I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after, when I returned home, like once I moved out and I started to return home, then that was the return of it.
Robbie, you a mom kisser?
Not on the lips.
Okay. I don't think I've ever kissed my dad on the lips.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if I have either, but I love when my son does it. I don't know why.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I don't, you've never done it with your dad?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think I
so
ever
So should we
have.
Call this guy or we don't want to embarrass this guy?
It's, if, why not? Give him a shout.
Yeah, I think he needs to know, right? This,
well,
you think it's a bad idea?
It's not bad to normalize it. It's it's cute.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I think so.
Yeah, no, I think it's cute and it's good. Can we just send him a text that says, hey, good on you? I got a surprise. He doesn't even know he's coming on the
no,
radio.
No, but his mom wants us to say he's a good kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, the saddest day of my life with my son was when he stopped wanting me to sing Mary Had a Little Lamb to
That's
him.
That's right. That.
Wasn't that like last week?
It was a couple years ago.
Hello?
Hey, this is Pepper and Dylan. How are you?
Good, how's it going?
Not bad. Your mom gave us your phone number. Is that cool?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's up? How's
okay.
it going?
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Your mom, now, we don't want to embarrass you. In fact, I want to give you credit here, okay? So if this embarrasses you, just hang up the phone. Does that sound cool? Is that a good agreement that we can have right now?
Sure, man.
Okay. Your mom says that you are 25 years old, and still every day you kiss her on the lips because you love her.
Yeah, that's true.
What a guy. What's that?
I know it wasn't my mom. It must have been my dad.
Oh, is it your dad? Oh, my God, it's your dad. See, I just jumped to a stupid conclusion.
Yeah.
It was your dad then that says that. Well, good for you. I think that's awesome.
Is this Pepper and Dylan?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
Man. How's it going?
Excellent. Thanks for listening. Because my son is 15 years old, and he still kisses me on the lips every night, and I don't want that to ever go away. And I think that you at 25 are still doing it, and that's awesome.
Did it ever go away for you at any point?
Actually, it recently just started happening again.
Yeah, so it did go
okay.
down.
All right. Okay. All right. You're
right. A little phase.
7 out of 10, then.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good morning. Okay. So it'll come back. I hope it never goes away.
Well, you could hope. It will at some point.
Like high school, you think, maybe?
For a little bit.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.